Bell. Ravens agreed on a two-year deal with receiver Jeremy Maclin, reports ESPN's Adam Schefter. He should be Baltimore's best available wide receiver this season. 5 weeks after undergoing surgery for testicular cancer, Pirates right-hander Jameson Taillon returns. He'll start tonight against the NL-leading Rockies. Astros righty Lance McCullers on the DL with lower back discomfort. He's the fourth Houston starter currently on the disabled list.
Want an easy way to see if you could save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
The crack of the bat, the cheer of the fans, basking in the sun on a summer day. Save now at Days Inn when you see your favorite team play. With over 1,600 locations, there's always a Days Inn nearby. Home or away, with friends or family, bask in the sun at Days Inn. Stay two nights and save 20%, plus earn 1,000 Wyndham Rewards bonus points when you book at daysinn.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Drones are teaching us to be more efficient. You can now grow a rainforest in your home. Job performance escalates when employees are wearing augmented reality helmets. We can't make this up. Actually, we can, because we provide the technology that makes it possible. Technology to help humanity. Arrow Electronics. 5yearsout.com.
I'm Steve Weisman with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. If you don't attend OTAs, it's a story. But if you don't show up for minicamp, that story comes with a monetary fine. 30 teams begin their mandatory camps this week, and players can lose up to $80,000 for staying home. Chargers pass rusher Melvin Ingram will be at minicamp. According to NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport, Ingram agreed to a four-year, $66 million contract with the team. The deal includes $42 million in guaranteed money. Over the past two seasons, the 28-year-old emerged as one of the most feared pass rushers in the NFL. He has 18.5 sacks over that span and is one of only two NFL players with 50 or more tackles and 8 or more sacks over the past 2 years. Well, find out which NFL stars are on this week's Top 100 Players of 2017 when we reveal players 30 through 21 tonight at 9 p.m. Eastern, followed by the live reaction show only on NFL Network. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Tired of getting high-cost haircuts every 3 weeks? Try the new Beast Clipper from Skull Shavers. It's the best DIY for self-haircuts on the market today. Works on long hair and short hair. The Beast Clipper is powerful, cordless, and has an easy grip. Think of the money you'll save cutting your hair and your kids' hair. The Beast Clipper has a pivoting clipper head that provides flexibility for any haircut. Save time and money and get haircuts on your terms. Visit SkullShaver.com today. It's that easy. That's SkullShaver.com.
Summer involves a lot of driving to camp, to work, to soccer, back home to grab what they forgot, and then back to soccer again. So wouldn't you like to know your car is up for it? Enter Hum by Verizon. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics, drive with more peace of mind thanks to 24/7 emergency assistance, and let the kids stream and game on the go with your car's own Wi-Fi hotspot. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at Hum.com. Verizon Wi-Fi available on Hum X only. Data usage applies. Coverage not available everywhere. Visit VZW.com.
5:04, welcome into the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Hour number two, kicking off with a little MLB draft talk in just a little bit. Cedar Rapids Colonels almost no hit at Veterans Memorial Stadium today in the series finale of their four-game set with the Burlington Bees. Travis Blankenhorn breaking up the no-hitter late, and the Colonels now go on the road for a couple days. They're back next weekend, this coming weekend, I should say. And we'll have Colonels manager Tommy Watkins on the program with us tomorrow for his weekly segment. I almost said touching all bases, but that's Jack Dom on Fridays, and we wouldn't want to encroach on his territory.
Tuesdays with Tommy.
That's the working title, the unofficial name.
The interim title.
Yes. I don't know. Well, the series may get canceled before it gets off the ground. I don't know. Don't tell Tommy that. 319-366-1600. 106.3 FM in Iowa City. Hello, South Gym listeners. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. Howdy, North Gym listeners in 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa. We mentioned the Cedar Rapids Colonels. They are a an affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, who have the number one pick in tonight's Major League Baseball draft. And joining us now for a little draft discussion here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show, we have Jeff Ellis from Scout.com. Jeff, we appreciate you taking the time to join us here about an hour before the Twins are officially expected to announce who they're taking at number one. We've talked a lot about some of the names: Hunter Green, Brendan McKay, Kyle Wright. What's the latest on that number one overall pick?
If you believe the talk right now, and I don't know anyone really knows for sure, but that it's McKay or Royce Lewis.
Now, if you're the Minnesota Twins at number one, how hard of a look, and this is just in your opinion, how hard of a look are you taking at Hunter Green?
I'm not giving him a look. I'm just taking him straight. I think he's a special, special talent. And as safe as McKay is, Green's upside is too much to pass on.
Now, Royce Lewis is an interesting name here, and I've been doing a little reading this afternoon as well, because he's a first-round talent, no doubt, but he's getting mentioned with that first overall pick here late in the game. Is this a situation similar to what Houston did several seasons ago with Carlos Correa, where they took him number one overall and then used some of the quote-unquote savings with that selection elsewhere to take guys in the second, third, and fourth round that have fallen because of signability issues?
I think that's exactly the plan for them at this point. The only reason you don't take Green is because he has a rumored astronomically high price, and if you feel like you can save a lot with Lewis, then you grab him here and see what you can grab, since they have three picks in the top 37.
Now, Royce Lewis is projected as either a shortstop or a center fielder, and you talked about it in your latest mock draft as he's a guy that if he's a shortstop, that increases his value. Could this be a matter of the Twins projecting him or liking him at that shortstop position?
It could be. The rumor right now with him is that they're trying to get him for significantly under slot, though. So I think it's still money plus the value of the up-the-middle player.
Jeff Ellis from Scout.com joining us on the program. Is there any way that Green falls past number two, in your opinion?
Maybe a 1% chance where something goes crazy. But I think the Reds are fine to pay the high price. They paid the highest bonus last year with Nick Senzel in the entire draft.
You mentioned on Twitter that your big board is a little bit different than a lot of your colleagues. Who are a couple of players that you have ranked a lot higher than most of your colleagues?
Luis Gonzalez from New Mexico is someone I'm a lot higher on. Center fielder with crazy on-base numbers this year. Trevor Stepien from Arkansas. He was an 18th-round pick of the Red Sox last year and then dominated the SEC. Will Fairchild, or Stuart Fairchild, I should say, the outfielder from Wake Forest. Big power numbers, always been a strong athlete.
Jeff, what about the rest of the top five? How do you see things playing out today?
The consensus is Green at two and Gore at three. Tampa is another area where there's kind of a monkey wrench there. Some talk of Lewis, some late talk of Bubba Thompson, McKay or Wright. Atlanta is another one where I know different sources are giving me different information. I think right now it's probably Kyle Wright, but we'll have to see. I think Beck is in play there. And possibly Lewis if he slides.
If Lewis is the pick for the Twins at number one, how does that kind of affect where things go in the top 10?
I think it's kind of the same guys in the top six. It's just a matter of a reorganization. So if Lewis is one, two, three isn't affected, Tampa goes McKay, Atlanta Wright, six is back.
We've got a lot of Cub fans here in Eastern Iowa. Do you have any indication where they may be leaning with their first pick?
There's been a lot of talk about starting pitching. So guys like Tanner Houck of Missouri, Clark Schmidt from South Carolina, Nate Pearson, who's the giant from the JUCO ranks. And then Nick Allen's been rumored to them forever, the prep shortstop. He's undersized or he'd go a lot higher. And I've also heard of Drew Waiters, the athletic Georgia outfielder, switch hitter.
Now, the White Sox at number 11 in this year's draft. I thought last year they had a tremendous draft with Collins and Birdie, and you can throw Hanson in there as well. That number 11th pick, where do you see Chicago looking as they try to emulate what the Cubs did in their rebuild?
I've heard them kind of all over the place. Right now, I think it's a situation where they're hoping J.B. Bukauskas falls. They would take one of the Virginia kids if he fell there, Smith or Haseley. I don't think it's going to be Kendall, even though he's been linked there for a while. Evan White could be the fallback if no one's there that they really like.
One of the names that has been mentioned in the top 17, you actually have him ranked at number 12, is a guy that Hawkeye fans saw a couple of years ago in the Springfield Regional, and that was Jake Berger from Missouri State. What is your assessment of the third baseman from the Bears?
He's always been a guy I've been higher on than most. I think it's legitimate plus right-handed power. He's going to walk some. I think he can stick at third. It's been interesting to see that narrative change over the course of this year. I don't think he's going to win a Gold Glove, but I think he'd be average there. So, you know, some swing and some miss, but there'll be walks and power. So to me, that seems like a top 20 player.
Jeff Ellis from Scout.com joining us previewing today's first round of the Major League Baseball draft. What player should be most concerned about falling in the draft, in your opinion?
At this point, it should be Griffin Canning, who looked like a sure top 20 pick, and then his MRI is scaring teams. And I've heard he may not go at all tonight. I've heard he's still a first rounder. It's hard to say where he's going to go, but right now he's a player without a sure home.
One of the bigger stories in the world of college baseball over the past week has been Luke Heimlich of Oregon State, who was rumored to be a top 50 prospect. And then the story came out about his transgressions as he was a registered sex offender for something he did when he was 15 years old. Is there a chance that he gets drafted at all after the backlash of the news stories that came out in the past week?
I think it's going to be really hard to sell. If you go back to when Cliff Lee was traded to the Rangers, and the Rangers, one of the prospects they gave up had been, I think he ended up pleading to lesser charges, but had been accused of sexual assault, and someone lost their job over that. So there is a precedent of that, and the negative from a fan base is going to be really hard to push, maybe in a late round, but I think it's very unlikely.
All right, Jeff, so if I hear you correctly, if you were the Twins tonight, you would take Hunter Green, number one overall, but you don't think that's what the Twins are going to be doing.
Yeah, totally. I think he's a generational talent if everything works out. And I like McKay, but he's more likely a mid-rotation guy.
And what about Wright? I mean, this is a guy that and doesn't really jump out at you, but a guy that would be a safe pick as well.
I just get nervous with his inconsistency this year. It's been three good starts, one bad. The stuff is there for a potential number two starter, and the numbers are very strong when you look at the course of the whole year. When he's on, he's great, but the up and down nature is just something I'm not willing to gamble on in the top five.
All right, Jeff, appreciate it. Great stuff, and have fun following the draft just as we will tonight. 6:07. When that first pick is expected to come in from the Twins.
Thank you for having me.
I would take Hunter Green, man. And look, I'm just as guilty of this as the next guy. I have an opinion, and then you put an article in front of me, and I read it, and it sometimes will change my opinion. But everything that I've read about Hunter Green says that this kid is special. He's got the chance to really be a face of the franchise type guy. This is a kid, and he is a kid. He's 17 years old, who organized at his school a sock drive for underprivileged children. A kid who, since he was 7 years old, has been participating in the RBI program, which Major League Baseball came up with over a decade ago to try to get kids in urban areas to embrace the game. And I just think he's a special talent, but no high school right-hander has ever gone number one overall. And I don't think that that streak is going to end tonight with Hunter Green, who is also a first-round talent as a position player, much like Brendan McKay from Louisville, who for the third consecutive year won the John Olerud Award, which goes annually to the best two-way player in college baseball. McKay is a first-round talent as a pitcher, and he's a first-round talent as a first baseman and a designated hitter. If I'm the Twins, I don't care how long the lead time is on Hunter Green. I take him. But I will say this. Royce Lewis is a name. I've been trying to read up on him today because I don't know whether this is a leverage play on Minnesota's part where they're trying to get that rumor out there so that Kyle Wright's camp or whoever they're actually targeting with the number one pick maybe comes to a pre-draft agreement. But it's not all that uncommon to take a player who maybe would be the fifth, sixth, seventh best player on the board and will say, we'll make you the number one overall pick. And there is a certain cachet that comes with that. And if you take the money, but a little bit less money than maybe somebody else, Hunter Green, would get number one overall, then the Twins can take that money and they can spread it around and they can put it elsewhere within the first 10 rounds of the draft, where as in a third round player who is a first round talent, but he's falling because of quote unquote signability issues. Signability issues for people who don't follow the MLB draft means money. And so if you're in the third round and there's a guy that people say is a late first round talent and he's still there, then you take some of the savings that you got taking Royce Lewis number one and you draft him in the third round and you try to throw that extra money at him. Now, this is a risky strategy, but it's usually one that teams will have in place well before the 11th hour. And the best example of that is the Houston Astros, who in the 2012 draft with Carlos Correa, Byron Buxton, there was a lot of talent in that draft, but Carlos Correa was not necessarily the number one overall talent. But the Astros took him first overall, saved a little bit of dime coin, to borrow a term from somebody that used to sit in the studio, and then they were able to sign some high school players who had high demands, like Lance McCullers Jr., who just went on the disabled list today for the Astros. Sorry, BJ and Marion. And Rio Ruiz, whom they have since turned around and dealt to the Atlanta Braves. And you look back on that draft and you say it couldn't have worked out any better for the Astros, because not only did the guy that they were drafting number one overall to save a little money turn out to be one of the best players in the draft, but they also hit on some of those later picks like Lance McCullers and Rio Ruiz, both of whom have reached the major leagues.
When I look at Hunter Green, I think the point, this has to be a money issue for the Twins, does it not?
No, I think it's a lead time issue. I think whoever they're drafting, they want the prospect of him in the major leagues within the next couple years. And because I think with Buxton and Sano and Kepler and Berríos, they really feel like they're a year or two away from competing, not just for the American League Central, but competing for the postseason and the World Series. So I think they look at a Hunter Green and they go, okay, you draft him the first year, he goes to either the Gulf Coast League or maybe Elizabethton. High school kid. They started Buxton out, I think, in the Gulf Coast League for a couple games and then sent him to Elizabethton, if I remember. Okay, and then the next year, you park him at Cedar Rapids all season long. And then the next year, because he's still going to be 19, 20, you put him at Fort Myers all season long. And then all of a sudden it's going to take 4 to 5 years for this guy to probably get to the major leagues. And that's if there aren't issues with his arm. And you've got clubs out there that are now saying, look, he throws a fastball too much. He doesn't have a good secondary offering. He throws 102, but he throws it too much, and his arm's going to break down. What I'm seeing here are teams looking for reasons not to draft Hunter Green, as opposed to teams looking for a reason to draft the player that they're probably going to take. I would take Hunter Green. That's why I'm sitting behind a microphone and doing what I do for a living, and these guys are out there scouting and working in the front office. And that's why I can't even win freaking fantasy baseball, let alone in real life. But I just, the more I see and the more I read about Hunter Green, he was on a MLB Network special over the weekend with Harold Reynolds. Just, you can't create these types of players even on a video game. He's intelligent and he's got empathy, and he understands that he's in a tremendous position and he's going to try to do great things with this wealth that's going to come his way. And he feels sort of this obligation to be this next African-American superstar in the sport. And if I'm a scouting director, if I'm a general manager and I go, look, that's the number one player in the draft, and 3, 4, 5 years from now, this guy could be challenging Mike Trout and Aaron Judge for number of jerseys sold. We've got to take this guy. And if it doesn't work out 3 years from now, we move him to shortstop and maybe he still gets to the big leagues.
Exactly. And I saw Kyle Wright pitch against Oregon State on Saturday, and I've seen Brendan McKay pitch as well. And if there are other options out there, especially college pitchers that are throwing 94 to 97 and have just wipeout stuff, and they have been through the college ringer, then fine. I understand why you would pass on Hunter Green. The concerns of what you just mentioned are there. But that's not what Kyle Wright or Brendan McKay are. Brendan McKay is what I've done a lot of reading on, and a lot of the draft analysts say is maybe a 2 or 3 starter. Or he could be moved to the field and be not exactly a batting champion, but he can be a solid. The report I saw is he's maybe a 10-year player, maybe never makes an all-star team. You have a guy sitting here in Hunter Green that is being talked about as a generational talent. So what if it takes 1 or 2 more years for him to make the major leagues? This is a guy who I want in my organization. He has the talent. He has the mental makeup. He has what you want from pretty much every angle. You just need to refine him. And maybe it takes a year longer than a college prospect would, but I think that's a risk worth taking.
The MLB draft is tough, because even if you're a fan of the Cubs or the White Sox or the Twins or the Cincinnati Reds, and by the way, I know Cyclone Tim on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line as a huge Cincinnati Reds fan, I would be very excited because the Reds are going to draft Hunter Green. If the Twins don't take him, Green is going number 2 to Cincinnati. And as Jeff pointed out, they had no issue in giving Nick Senzel a ton of money last year. Signing and bonus shouldn't be an issue for the Reds at number 2. But even if you're a Cubs fan or a Cardinals fan, Twins fan, White Sox fan, it's really hard to get excited about this draft, because the best players, the closest ones to the majors, are a year away. And there's not that euphoria with the NFL draft where my team needs a running back and boom, there's Ezekiel Elliott and we're ready to roll. We're going to hit the ground running in OTAs coming up in a month after the draft. Major League Baseball draft is okay. Who'd we take? And he's going to start in where? Okay. See you in 3 years. Maybe he makes an appearance in a spring training game. Now, things have changed a little bit to that point, because I think you've got enough fan sites and blogs out there, and Twitter has certainly made it a lot easier for people to follow the minor leagues and players in the farm systems. But it's still a major commitment to keep track of these guys. And you don't get that with basketball. You don't get that with football. You do with the NHL draft is very similar, but even less noteworthy and popular than the Major League Baseball draft. So I understand if there's people who aren't fascinated in this, but 6:07 tonight, we got a lot of Minnesota Twins fans who listen to the Twins on 107.5 FM that are hoping the fortunes of their franchise are going to be changed for the better when whoever announces the pick says, we're taking not Hunter Green. 319-366-1600. Kyle's going to join us for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update when we return after this.
A piece of cake, a Sunday morning, ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Douglas Hess. Is your company stuck in the minor leagues? Still using paper files or multiple Excel sheets for HR? The big leaguers at Future Systems can help. With advanced HR, you take control of the HR process. From applicant tracking and onboarding to online benefits management, customized reports, and integrated payroll, it'll change the game for you and your employees. Call in the big leaguers at Future Systems today at 800-453-5809 or learn more at future-systems.net.
Going back to the sneakers discussion about being rich enough to never wear the same pair of shoes twice, I see our producer Kyle has chimed in. Never wear the same big ballers twice. Not only did Lonzo Ball not wear his own shoe working out, but reportedly didn't exactly blow the Lakers away, and people are starting to whisper about Lonzo falling down the draft board, which should make for some tremendous reality television on draft night.
We had Steve Kyler of Basketball Insiders joining us on Friday, and he doesn't believe that Lonzo Ball is going number two to the LA Lakers. Thinks it's going to be De'Aaron Fox. And he also thinks that the whole talk about him just automatically going to the Lakers has been drummed up for media reasons.
We will find out, but look, LeVar Ball's not going away. No matter whether his kid goes number two overall or number five or number 10, he's going to make his presence known, just as Kyle has announced his presence with authority, joining us here in the studio for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Kyle, take it away.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels were in action at home over the weekend with 15-5 and 5-3 victories over the Burlington Bees on Friday and Saturday, and a 4-1 loss yesterday. They played the final game of that series this afternoon, with the Colonels losing 1-0 after being no-hit into the eighth. It was announced this afternoon that Kinnick Stadium will now feature a black and gold Tiger Hawk at midfield. Iowa has not had a midfield logo since 1980. Hawkeye wrestler Thomas Gilman earned himself a spot in the United States World Team on Saturday after going 5-0 and defeating fellow former Hawkeye Tony Ramos in the finals of the World Team Trials. Gilman will be the stateside representative in the 57-kilogram bracket of the United World Wrestling Championships in Paris this August. The Hawkeyes were fairly well represented in the finals of the NCAA Track and Field Championships on Saturday as well, led by hurdler Aaron Mallett finishing 4th in the 110-meter hurdles and sprinter Brittany Brown finishing 7th in the Open 200. Iowa also had a men's 4x4 that finished 3rd and 7 first-team All-Americans overall. The Iowa City West girls soccer team fell to Ames in the 3A state semifinals late on Friday, and Ames went on to win its first title with a 1-0 victory over West Des Moines Valley. Lewis Central claimed the crown in 2A and Davenport Assumption in 1A. Starting tonight at 7 on KGYM, you can hear Game 5 of the NBA Finals on 1600 AM or 106.3 FM, The South Gym.
319-366-1600. You're going to need that number sometime in the next 30 minutes. Kyle, remember that, in the next 30 minutes. And if I haven't given the cue to call, start pounding on the glass to remind me.
I will.
Because I hate it when I make a promise and then I get distracted talking about God knows what I'd be discussing, Adam West or whatever.
But wouldn't him pounding on the glass distract you even more?
It would, but then it would remind me, okay, hey, we've got a Freedom Festival prize pack, and I said I was going to give it away before 6 o'clock tonight.
So, Kyle, and not just a knock, violent pounding on the glass.
That's got to be at least 2-3 inches of resin right there. I mean, that's almost bulletproof. soundproof, bulletproof. If the world comes to an end, I want to be here in this studio.
I'll have to bring the haymaker. That's all right.
I don't want to be in this studio. If the world comes to an end and I get 5-10 minutes notice, sorry, I'm going to be running out the door and I'm going to be spending it elsewhere. Not here.
Agreed.
Yep. There you
Agreed.
Go. Agreed. And of course, I was listening on Friday to the segment with the NBA draft guy, which you said was the best segment on the show.
15 minutes,
yeah. It was good. Do the Warriors close things out tonight, Kyle? Quickly.
Yeah, they do.
Well, not that quickly.
Okay, well.
Kuhn.
I think they do. They have been just blown the doors off of the Cavs at home. But if they get down, if they're down at halftime, I think the pressure starts to creep in again.
All right, Kyle, stick around. We're going to be talking about the NBA Finals coming up next, the Todd Brolkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and the NBA Finals on tap tonight.
The SportsCenter update is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted best IT support company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
This is what you need to know. The Cavaliers, for a second straight game, facing a must-win against the Warriors in the NBA Finals. Cleveland down 3-1. Visit Golden State for Game 5. If they're going to force a Game 6 at home, the Cavs can't let the Warriors get too big a lead tonight, advises ESPN's PJ Carlesimo.
I'm really going to be intrigued if Cleveland can hang in, just be there going into the fourth quarter, because I think the deeper you get into the game, the more the potential for Golden State to all of a sudden start going, oh no. The pressure will mount as the game goes on, if it's close or if Cleveland's playing from ahead.
PJ Carlesimo on Mike and Mike. Game 5 coverage, 8 Eastern, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. 9 Eastern on ABC. NFL, ESPN's Adam Schefter reporting. The Ravens and receiver Jeremy Maclin agreed on a 2-year contract. Baseball, the Major League leading Astros placed another starting pitcher on the DL, right-hander Lance McCullers, with lower back discomfort.
Experience why for nearly a century men have trusted Barbasol for a close, comfortable shave. Whether it's extra moisturizing with vitamin E or soothing aloe, all you have to do is sit back and bask in the glory of your close shave. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
GNC's got what you need to crush your goals with a summer savings event.
Now featuring Buy More, Save More, just pick your favorite sports performance brand, buy 2 and save 20%, or buy 3 and save 30%.
Ignite diet goals with CelluCore, Super HD Fire, blast through workouts with BPI BAM, unleash unrelenting energy with Performix Super Male T V2X, and take NO for an answer with Force Factor Volcano.
Hustle into your GNC or visit GNC.com. Sale ends July 5th. Change begins at GNC.
Right now through July 9th, get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of 4 eligible Firestone tires. Increase your reward to $100 when you make a qualifying tire purchase with your new or existing CFNA credit card account. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Claim form required. Only certain tire lines are eligible and must be purchased from a participating Bridgestone retailer's inventory May 4th through July 9th. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank pursuant to a license from Visa USA Inc. and may be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. The Bancorp Bank member FDIC expiration applies. The Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA credit card offer. CFNA offer subject to credit approval.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
Once upon a time, there was a new crossover that refused to play by the rules. It flipped the script and made all the others look like fools. Featuring styling that's sexier by far and handles like a rock star. Introducing the first ever Toyota CHR.
Enjoy agile handling in the body of a seductive crossover that comes with standard 18-inch alloy wheels. The first ever Toyota CHR. The perfect ride to spin your own tale. Toyota. Let's go places.
More coffee?
Thanks, Jenna. So, my big $10 breakfast here is on Mediacom because I ordered their new Extreme 100 Bronze package on sale for just $69.98 a month for 1 year, which includes an extra $10 off a month to spend any way I want. What does Mediacom's Extreme 100 Bronze have, Janet?
It's got digital TV with over 125 video music channels, 14,000 free on-demand titles, TiVo service, internet up to 100 meg, including the fastest in-home Wi-Fi, and unlimited nationwide calling.
It's all-in-one technology, or TV and internet that really work together.
So, you out there, why don't you order?
Yeah, call 1-800-SIMPLIFY to get Mediacom's new Extreme packages starting as low as $69.98 a month for a year. Call 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers only. Price does not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and local broadcast station surcharge. Usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas. Call Mediacom for more details.
A piece of cake. A Sunday morning. ABC. Those are easy. So is earning the power rate and ATM refunds with power checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of power checking say they recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with power checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. It is 5:37 on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and on 1600 AM all across eastern Iowa, our historic main gym. NBA Finals action on the way for you tonight between Cleveland and Golden State, coming your way on all three frequencies. Kyle's not going to have to bang on the glass. See, I'm a problem solver, Alex. Kyle is not going to have to bang on the glass.
Is he
going
to have to make like loud, obnoxious noises into the microphone instead?
No, because he's sitting 2 feet away from me, and I see him, and so I'm going to remember, okay, when the segment is done with Kyle, he needs to go back on the other side of the glass and answer the phone to give away the Freedom Festival prize
pack. There you go.
Pack.
Problem solved.
I don't know why I'm so good at this. I'm great at my job.
I forgot
said
to tell
no
you
no one ever. Oh, yes. Go ahead.
3530
this sounds
on the text
praiseworthy
line.
Here, so go ahead.
Called in on Friday, and I'm not sure if you heard this or not, but he wanted to let us know that Mike and Mike were having a segment on Friday morning wondering which actors would play the role of certain college football coaches.
So everybody.
Exactly. And that's what Kyle said. Your ideas are sweeping the nation. He said he gave credit to us, although we can't take credit for them because they were your ideas.
We did that on Wednesday.
It was Wednesday.
The
yes.
day that the Pacino Paterno news came out. And then I think there was an Iowa website that did a story similar to that, the exact same idea, on Thursday. And then if Mike and Mike were doing it, then
we really need to get our legal team on the case.
Look, our attorney Dan Fielding is a very, very busy guy, but we'll see if he can issue another cease and desist letter. I wish ESPN would cease and desist with talk of the NBA Finals. They've gone a little bit overboard today, and now you've got Tim Donaghy, the disgraced former NBA official, throwing out a little red meat for the conspiracy theorists, saying that Adam Silver has stopped all but short of dictating that there will be another game to this series. He wants Cleveland to win tonight. Well, I think that's understandable. The longer the series goes, the more money there is to be made by the NBA and everybody involved, but I've never been a big conspiracy guy. Now, ESPN is also making a big deal of the fact that LeBron James is 0-for-4 in his career in games played on June 12th. Well, if that doesn't make me want to withdraw my entire life savings and go bet it on the Warriors tonight, I don't know what does.
You know what that makes me want to do? That makes me want to talk about the Tiger Hawk being put at midfield a little bit more.
Come on. You guys are NBA Finals guys. I know you are. It's the poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Do the Warriors wrap things up tonight? Emil's Hideaway bringing you the poll question there on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. So, do the Warriors wrap things up tonight, Kyle?
I think they do. I was went on air last Friday with Alex pretty much putting a fork in the Cavs, and they come out and look like, you know, world beaters. That's great. Unfortunately, the only thing that was really different from what they've done in the first three games and then in game four, the only thing different.
They scored points.
They shot 24 of 45 from three. Every single person on their team who made a three shot 50% or better. 24 of 45, and frankly, that's just not repeatable. I'm going to go ahead and root for them because I've personally really enjoyed the last two games. I think that's what this series was supposed to look like all along. But I have a hard time thinking that Cleveland has enough to do that for the next, you know, three games in a row.
When I was watching the Stanley Cup final last night, I saw that horrible call go against the Nashville Predators. That would have given them the 1-0 lead.
We were hockey fans. We were going to talk about last night's game.
And
but
we will.
Then they announced that there was going to be a Tiger Hawk at midfield.
Oh, that's true. So I'll kind of combine all things.
Before we
finals.
Get there, though, Sonny in Iowa City is still listening, and he wants everybody to remember that he predicted the Cavs would win the series in seven games.
Cavs in seven. You're Sonny still, in Iowa City, you heard it here first.
You're still drawing breath, Sonny. It's a very shallow, almost undetectable breath at this point, but you are still breathing.
But I was watching that hockey game last night, and I saw Nashville get gypped out of that first goal, and then I saw Pittsburgh take the lead with about a minute and a half to go. And I thought, how is this game, how does this game end differently if that, I believe it was Sissons, if that goal is allowed? And maybe the answer is we see a game seven in the Stanley Cup final, which is something that I think everybody wanted to see. Everybody that followed that series saw how good of a series that was and wanted to see a game seven. When I saw the Cleveland Cavaliers come out and score 136 points in Game 4, I thought to myself, if only the last minute of that Game 3 goes a little bit differently, and we're looking at a 2-2 series, that changes everything that we know about this series. That changes everything from how entertaining the series is going to be, how many people are going to really tune in and pay attention to this series. And for people like us stuck here in Iowa or the Midwest without an NBA team, it at least gives us more intrigue. I don't think there's much intrigue in this series regardless. And Sonny in Iowa City, thank you for your bold prediction. I just can't see it happening. Golden State has won the first two games of the series on their home court by more than 20 points both times. And Cleveland stole a game last year. This isn't last year. I keep going back to that, but things are so much different than they were last year. That game that they stole in Golden State last year, Draymond Green was suspended. Steph Curry was hurt, and Kevin Durant wasn't on the team. I think this series is over tonight. I want to see Cleveland extend it, but it's just frustrating looking back on that Game 3 where Cleveland had a chance to make this an intriguing series, a series that's tied 2-2, heading back to Oakland, and the whole world would be watching. Instead, it's 3-1, and I still think a lot of people believe, and rightfully so, that the Golden State Warriors will end it tonight.
What do you think at home? Let us know on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, 319-366-1600. Alex, you made reference to the Nashville goal being disallowed last night. I'm going to give you the floor to talk a little bit about the end of the NHL season last night. Congratulations going out to the Pittsburgh Penguins, who once again hoist the Stanley Cup. Somebody on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line earlier said they were late tuning in. They wanted to know if we had talked about how great Sidney Crosby is yet. Clearly a Penguins fan listening to the program. I understand why people don't like Crosby, but somebody can be a jerk or a dirty player and still command respect, in my opinion. Barry Bonds was a complete, utter pile of human excrement, but he was a great player. So say what you will about Crosby, he's a great player, and he's got another ring, and he's got another chance to skate with the cup. But you think, and not you think, look, it sure looked like Nashville should have been allowed that goal.
They should have. And the traffic around Matt Murray, there wasn't any. So if the official takes one more second to realize the puck had actually gone through the left arm of Matt Murray between his chest and his left arm, then we're talking about Nashville having a 1-0 lead in the second period. So, and I know for a fact, well, I guess I don't know for a fact, but there is a very strong hunch that the officials gave the Nashville Predators every benefit of the doubt after that disallowed goal. They gave them every power play. They had a 5-on-3. They gave them every opportunity to take advantage of power plays, and they didn't. The Nashville Predators could not get one past Matt Murray, and I guess that is on them, but I heard a lot of people complaining about the way that the Nashville fans acted after that game. And I think that
the guy who told Mike Milbury to go procreate with himself.
I saw
on
that
TV, and the mics picked it up.
They picked it up loud and clear. And yeah, there were some angry Nashville fans, but all I know is if I was in the same position.
What is it with angry Southerners?
They
take it to another level.
They definitely do. I think that the catfish throwing is something that needs to end.
What?
That's just disrupting everything. There's no need for that.
The entire storyline was how great the fans were in Nashville, how great of a hockey town Nashville is. The fans are great. The fans are great. And then they lose, and they throw the biggest temper tantrum in the world.
And I think that it was kind of to the point, to their defense, if my team loses game 6 of a Stanley Cup final after being disallowed a goal and loses, well, it ended up being 2-0 after a Carl Hagelin empty netter, but the other team, that ends up being the difference in the game, I'm not going to be very happy about it either. So it's just a shame that the NHL continues to have this issue with the officiating. They continue to step in the way of great playoff action and decide certain games. And I'm not going to say they fully decided this game last night, but that disallowed goal made the entire difference in an elimination game. And now you see the Pittsburgh Penguins win back-to-back Stanley Cups.
Well, in fairness to you, Alex, you are a Blues fan, so you probably won't ever have to worry about your team.
Okay. Okay.
See, here's the best part about Alex. Alex plays along to a certain extent, and then when you cross the line with him, you cross the line. There was no hiding the contempt for that comment.
But I wish I had a drop for that one.
But there's a little bit of truth there, and I think he knows it, and that's why it hurt him.
Never? I don't know.
No, did I say never?
You did
I
not.
Said you probably won't have to
never
worry about that. See, always speak in generalities like that, and then people can never pin you down.
So probably there's like a 51% chance that I'll never see that?
I will probably do all of the housework when I get home tonight. I said probably.
As long as you say probably, then everything's okay.
I will probably take care of dinner and our son tonight when I get home. I said probably.
Is this anything like saying no offense before you say something very offensive?
And I mean,
exactly,
with all due respect.
It's like saying, I'm not racist, but, and then
saying
something incredibly racist. Or, as you said, no offense, but, and then you offend someone to their face.
Or, with all due respect, like Kyle just brought up, and say something incredibly disrespectful.
With all due respect, That might be my favorite.
Reminds me of the scene in Talladega Nights. I can't even say the line here from the movie, but Ricky Bobby's telling his French rival, with all due respect.
And what do they say after that?
Something awful.
Something awful. So I'll just remember that. Every time I bring up something about, I don't know, the Cubs or the Packers, I'll just say, with all due respect.
I'm thinking, with all due respect, the Cubs need to fire their third base coach. I'm starting to think the Cardinals have figured things out.
I mean, they've won three in a row they fired their third base coach.
Who are they playing this weekend?
The Phillies.
I think that might have
those
more
Phillies.
To do with it.
Big series win against those
Phillies. Well, they just got swept in four games by the Reds, so any three-game winning streak is turning things around for
Scott
the St. Louis
Shebler,
Cardinals right now.
Another home run the other day.
What is that?
He's 18 now, I believe. 18 or 19. Kid's going to be an all-star. I have a feeling Scott Shebler is going to make the all-star team this year. I really do.
71-91, confusing me. Any Stanley Cup talk yet, boys?
Timing, 551, he just tuned
in. In case you're just tuning in, 71-91, you were just talking about the Stanley Cup
finals. You literally
just missed it.
By about 4 minutes, but that's okay. 551, the beauty of a three-hour radio program is sometime in hour number three, we circle back around and chat things. Baseball America's got its draft big board. They've got their own big board. Look at this. Dan Fielding's going to have to send out another letter. Jim Callis has it in the MLB Network studios. Hunter Green is at number one. We'll briefly run down things when we get back. The MLB draft set to kick off. Twins expected to announce that pick in about 15 minutes as to who they'll be taking number one overall. And in the meantime, Kyle's going to stick around, do a Midwest One Bank Big Board update, and then we'll give away the Freedom Festival prize pack. So don't go anywhere. Back with more of the Todd Bromelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
Hit your stride early morning or slice into the afternoon at the City of Cedar Rapids Golf Courses. Special rates will make your game an even better value. You'll find early bird and twilight rates at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. Enjoy the country setting of Gardner, the easygoing nature of Jones, the bustle and activity of Twin Pines, or the rolling hills of Ellis. Find early bird and after 2 p.m. twilight rates for the City of Cedar Rapids golf courses at playcedarrapidsgolf.com.
You know that old saying, time is money? Well, that couldn't be truer when it comes to real estate these days. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty knows all about timing and how that affects how much you sell your home for. If you tried to sell it a while back and couldn't get your price, let Doug McAllister and Pinnacle give it another try. The time has never been better than right now to get your price. Doug McAllister has his own menu-driven system to sell your home fast and for more. Just go to soldincr.com to learn more. That's soldincr.com. Time is wasting.
5:53, welcome back to the KGYM studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. And for those wondering who the Minnesota Twins have representing them at the Major League Baseball draft, it's former Twin Michael Kadire. So he will be involved, I am assuming, in announcing the pick. This to me is pretty interesting. The Cubs have a former player. All these teams have former players and then somebody else from the team. The Cubs representatives at the draft tonight will be Sean Marshall, former left-handed relief pitcher, and Zach Zelinski, a name that will mean absolutely nothing to most fans. Zach's father was Stan Zelinski, who was the longtime Midwestern scout for the Cubs who signed Kyle Schwarber at the University of Indiana. He passed away recently, so the Cubs giving him the honor of being there, and I believe he works for them now as a entry-level scout, but I could be wrong on that. And because I'm sure Scott Unash is listening and wants equal time for the Chicago White Sox, and because I liked this player when I was a kid, I will mention that the White Sox representative at the draft tonight is none other than Ma Kittle himself, Ron Kittle. 5:55, Kyle's in the studio. Time for another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Take it away, Kyle.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels were in action at home over the weekend with 15-5 and 5-3 victories over the Burlington Bees on Friday and Saturday, and a 4-1 loss yesterday. They played the final game of that series this afternoon, with the Colonels losing 1-0 after being no-hit into the eighth inning. It was announced this afternoon that Kinnick Stadium will now feature a black and gold Tiger Hawk at midfield. Iowa hadn't had a midfield logo since 1980. Hawkeye wrestler Thomas Gilman earned himself a spot on the United States World Team on Saturday after going 5-0 and defeating fellow former Hawkeye Tony Ramos in the finals of the World Team Trials. Gilman will be the stateside representative in the 57-kilogram bracket of the United World Wrestling Championships in Paris this August. The Hawkeyes were fairly well represented in the finals of the NCAA Track and Field Championships on Saturday as well, led by hurdler Aaron Mallett finishing 4th in the 110-meter hurdles and sprinter Brittany Brown finishing 7th in the Open 200. Iowa also had a men's 4x4 that finished 3rd and had 7 first-team All-Americans overall. The Iowa City West girls soccer team fell to Ames in the 3A state semifinals late on Friday, and Ames went on to win its first title with a 1-0 victory over Des Moines Valley. Lewis Central claimed the crown in 2A as well as Davenport Assumption in 1A. Starting at 7 here on KGYM, you can hear Game 5 of the NBA Finals on 1600 AM or 106.3 FM.
This list of representatives for each club at the draft is fascinating. The Dodgers will be represented by Ron Say, who I would rather have representing the Cubs than Sean Marshall, but that's neither here nor there. Jim Leland will be on hand for the Detroit Tigers, George Brett and Mike Sweeney representing the Kansas City Royals, just in case Chris Earl or Whistlin' Ray Gilmore or any of our other Royals fans listening in the area. Former Brewer Corey Hart representing Milwaukee. He may or may not be wearing sunglasses. And an Iowan involved as well. Joel Hanrahan is the representative for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Which one of those players would be the best candidate to fill the vacant third base coach spot for the St. Louis Cardinals? 3-1? No, no. Okay, sorry.
Well, the Mets actually have Todd Zeal, who manned
there you go.
Third base for the Cardinals before he wound up
playing. I'm smelling a pennant run now.
About 20 other teams in his career. I kid, but Todd Zeal, he made the rounds. The MLB draft kicks off in a few minutes. We'll have it covered for you right here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Hour number 3 on the way.
Hi, this is Chip Wade, TV host and entrepreneur. I own a construction and design business, and I never want to turn down a job because I don't have enough capital for hiring or to buy equipment. That's why Kabbage is so important. Kabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds whenever you need them. I signed up in a few simple steps and had funding in minutes. Kabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Go to Kabbage.com/boss or 888-CABBAGE. That's